and gentlemen, welcome to a live recording session from the Boulevard Room of the Sheraton Jefferson Hotel in St. Louis. You are listening to the Saints and Sinners All-Stars, featuring Barrett Deems and drums.
Joe Barrett. You can almost smell the beer, right? St. Louis, one-nighter, then a long drive overnight to Milwaukee or somewhere. A rough, unstable life for sure, but aside from the occasional concert, it was pretty much the jazz life for a long time until it got gentrified. The band you are listening to was called the Saints and Sinners, for better or worse, and it was a band that played Dixieland, the earliest form of jazz, which was pretty much gone by the time jazz went legit. So this is a story of a music you don't hardly hear anymore, Dixieland Jazz. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, broadcasting from the island of the same name in Puget Sound, Washington, and from our online address at voiceofvashon.org. Jazz, of course, started in New Orleans, and this is pretty much what it sounded like in its earliest days back a town.
Thank you.
This jazz is so old that it wasn't even called jazz. It was called ragtime. And that is what you heard at the top of the spot. The Entertainer, which Scott Joplin wrote in 1902 and is played here by trumpeter Mutt Carey, born in 1891 and recorded shortly before he died in 1948. Serious etymological searches have never found an indisputable origin for the word jazz, but it is generally believed to have started in the Caucasian culture, and its first appearance in print was in 1912 in the Los Angeles Times, in an interview with a white baseball pitcher named Ben Henderson, as he described his new pitch, the jazz ball, as being just too lively to hit. Next, you heard Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall, by the clarinet player George Lewis and his orchestra, and just now you heard Billy and Dee Dee Pierce, fixtures in the Preservation Hall scene in New Orleans until their deaths in the early 1970s. Billy, piano and vocal, and Dee Dee, trumpet and vocal, played a song from 1910, Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Jazz Antiques here on The Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Zeus Gold Jewelry, handcrafted sterling silver and gold jewelry, is designed and fabricated from beginning to end by a small family team right here on Vashon. They have been selling to museums and galleries around the country for the last 10 years, and you can find something for every budget and occasion. Visit ZeusCo.com, ZUZKO.com, for more information.
Thank you. don't you know it's clouds contain pennies from heaven? You find your fortunes all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down, babe. Send him for a package of sunshine and flowers. Don't you know the things you love, they must have showers. And when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Thank you.
one of the early New Orleans players to travel up the river to Chicago was the trumpet player King Oliver, who wrote Dipper Mouth, the first piece in this set played by the Lawson Haggart Jazz Band. Yank Lawson trumpet and Bob Haggart bass. King Oliver took another young New Orleanian to play second trumpet with him, named Louis Armstrong, and you heard Louis sing and play Pennies from Heaven, a perennial favorite from Louis' late 40s touring days. And just now you heard Lisa by Bud Freeman and his Summa Cum Laude Orchestra. Who was Bud Freeman? Well, Bud Freeman was a tenor saxophone player, one of a group of kids from Chicago's Austin High School, who steeped themselves in the music that had come up from New Orleans and eventually formed their own band to play it. This recording was from many years later, 1958, but the players are all originals from the Austin High culture. And now, a brief pause in the powwow for a message from the lodgepole of the Jazz Guy Longhouse, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to The Dixieland Story on The Jazz Guy on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, the island in Washington that receives our low-power signal and houses the island impulse to our worldwide online presence, voiceofvashon.org. So, Bill, I'm getting a different vibe from the show today. You're not mentioning all of the players' names.
No, the Dixieland story is a long one, and I figured the history is more important than the names of all the individuals who played it.
But how will the players feel?
Well, for one thing, they're mostly dead, just like Dixieland is dead.
So what is this today? A funeral?
You might call it that, a New Orleans funeral, where the happy beats the sad.
Thank you.
In the early 30s, Dixieland began to be pushed aside by swing and the big bands. But because swing was essentially a logical extension of Dixieland, many of the Dixieland players were absorbed into the big bands, and a number of them had a small Dixieland unit within the big band. At the top of the spot, you heard Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7 play Somebody Stole My Gal, a favorite tune of Bick Spiderbeck from 1918. Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy's brother, also had a big band, and his unit was called Jimmy Dorsey's Original Dorseyland Band. They played Chimes Blues, a tune written by the aforementioned King Oliver. And just now you heard Harry James' big band playing behind his Dixieland 5. They played My Monday Date. It might be worth mentioning here that the name Dixieland was introduced into the music mainstream by the Original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1917. Its players were all from New Orleans, but they were all white. And all the players in this last set were all white. So that is what the music came to be called, but I'm not sure the black players who invented it ever cared much for it. We're in the so-called Dixieland revival now, which began in New York in the late 40s and lasted until the late 50s and into the early 60s, spearheaded partly by the Austin High School alumnus, guitar player, entrepreneur, and club owner Eddie Condon, who was white, but never really cottoned to the name Dixieland. Eddie's All-Stars at the top of the spot played Wolverine Blues, written by Jelly Roll Morton, who also wrote the next piece of music, The Pearls, played by Wilbur de Paris and his New Orleans jazz band. And just now we heard an ultimate flowering of the music, Who's Sorry Now, by Sidney de Paris's Blue Note Jazzmen. Sidney was Wilbur's brother, but here he played with a more forward-looking crowd, a track from a few sessions from the late 40s on the Blue Note label. about which the New Yorker jazz critic Whitney Balliot wrote, "It has little to do with New Orleans music. It is an amiable, cool New York music of a kind now gone." Maybe gone, but not forgotten here on The Jazz Guy. On the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org on your portable listening device.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Financial support for Voice of Vashon provided by Gather Vashon. Gather, the heart of art on Vashon Island, features the work of island artists in a vibrant, light-filled gallery located at 17600 Vashon Highway Southwest. You'll also enjoy classes, house concerts, private parties, and community gatherings of all kinds at Gather. For more information, join Gather on social media at Gather Vashon and visit gathervashon.com.
Wynton Marsalis has spent a fair amount of time in his illustrious career resurrecting New Orleans jazz, and you are listening to a 1988 example of that effort. It's called Oh, But on the Third Day, a Happy Blues, from Wynton's Columbia album, The Majesty of the Blues. You are listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long. Thanks for listening. Stay steady, stay healthy, and above all, stay cool, everybody.